My name is Krishna Tiwari.
Tiwari.
Yes.
In Kanpur, I had an old friend. He was just like my father. Tiwari. Very rich man. They have got their temple. In Kanpur, there is a big temple that belongs to the Tiwari family. It is famous temple. Many people go there. This temple is very old. So the proprietors of the temple are Brahmins, Tiwari. So the eldest member, old Mr. Tiwari. Very nice, great devotee. At home, he had Diti, Rukmini Krishna. He has watched here, home, Rukmini Krishna, Varta. Biology means the scientist dealing in living entities. So, I don't think your science has reached the point to find out the measurement of the living entity.
No, no, that is very true.
Eh?
That is very true.
But we get information that there is a measurement. The tip of the ear is divided into 100 parts and takes that part, again divided into 100 parts. That is the measurement. There is a 1/10,000th part of the tip of the ear. How far do you agree it is?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that, but of course it's very true that we do not know much about life. And scientists are the first to agree to that, that we know very little.
That is real scientist.
But the question is, on the other hand, of course, in my opinion, and I think it is the opinion of many scientists, there is no difference between a scientist or a common man or a religious man. Both are all the people are trying to find out about their environment. And so are the religious men. They want to find out more about themselves, about the nature they live in. They want to know more about it. They want to find out why they are here, how they are going to live in this world. And so I do not think there is any difference between the two.
That cannot be that
right. Yes. And the only difference is that where the scientist deals with the phenomena of nature and wants to show it to others, instructions, can tell how the God goes better, others can go and say it. Some grant it is very hard, but the problem is for the religious leaders to do that.
Well, as so far the difference, there is no difference, because the flesh, this body, and the body has got different parts, the fingers, the hand, the eyes, the legs, something, you know. But the whole purpose is to serve the body. Either you give finger or eye or hands or legs, the whole purpose is centered on the soul or the complete whole body. Similarly, Bhagavad says that whatever you may be scientist, you may be a philosopher, you may be an engineer, you may be a poet, you may be sociologist, politician, whatever you may be, their purpose should be avichyuta artha. Avichyuta means infallible purpose. Avichyuta artha, kavidhi nirupita. It has been decided by great learned scholars that all of them should be engaged in glorifying the Supreme. Avichita artha kavidhi nirupita jat uttama sloka gunanubadna. The scientist, from their angle of vision, should describe the glory of the Lord. How this biology is working by the manipulation of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, chemists, physicists, engineers, politicians, there are different departments. But all of them should join together, congregate, and from the different scientific angular vision, they should glorify the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
Because I was thinking that the measurement of the living entity is set and set. So how God has become so small? Anorani, mahatom. This we can simply make. 10,000th part of the peak of the earth. I don't think any scientist can have any measuring instrument.
I think they can measure.
It can be measured. But they say there is no soul.
Scientists say there is no soul.
Because they don't know how to look for it. Well, how they measure? That is impossible for them to measure.
Can't find.
They cannot find.
But nobody else has.
Eh?
Nobody else has found it.
I said, this is in the desert.
But since nobody else has found it,
nobody else has found it, that is the one thing. But the measurement is there in the past.
How to measure it then?
How to measure, that is the different thing.
Yes.
But the measurement is there.
What is the measurement?
The 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair.
Well, that's very easy to measure.
So why did you find it?
But that's only, there is still nothing in there, it's just a number.
Huh?
Because this is just a number, because 1,000 part of hair.
No, 1/10,000.
That doesn't matter, you can make a 1,000,000.
Okay.
It will be a measure of distance, which is very easy. That cannot be a soul.
So, no, that cannot be so easy. It's like it says, jiva bhava sabhikina. Jiva means soul. Soul's measurement is given there in his heart.
Yeah, but what are the... This is the... I don't know. This is the measurement, 1,000th of a... 10,000th of a tip of hair.
Yes.
Well, that is a... I don't understand that, because that will be... At that time, I think it was all right, because people thought nobody could measure 1,000th, 10,000th of a tip of a hair.
We don't say people could not measure. People could measure. People measure. Therefore, it is the measurement is given there. It's not that people could not measure. People measured the cabinet and then gave it. This is the measure.
Okay, so what you're trying to say, what symbolically it means very small.
Yeah. It's that very small.
Is that what it
is? That small part is there in every body. The soul is there. Now, they, without finding it, they say soul is nirvana. There is no measure. That is my point. I say there is a part, form.
There is a form of soul, according to you.
Yes. But they say there is no form. They sense like that.
Well, they don't know from there at this moment. But I don't, we have a trouble with this, I have a trouble. In understanding whether anybody else knows about soul. According to...
No, so far we are laymen. We have no instrument to measure. We simply hear from the hospital and we try to perceive. But there is something. The measurement very, may be very, very small, but there is without that. That is our point.
Right. But, I mean, with due respect to sastras, after all, in my opinion, sastras are written by very intelligent people, and how super intelligent they would have been 5,000 years ago, they could not have
had 5,000 years.
Or 10,000.
No, you cannot calculate.
This is a different thing then.
No, we are not, because if we take on the strength of Sastra, we understand that after the birth of Brahma, Brahma created this universe.
Yes,
but Brahma, one day you cannot calculate.
Yes, I agree with that.
So, now, at the present moment, we are in one day, Brahma's one day, we have passed only half. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sahasra Yugapajantam Arahatya Dharma Nobhi. So one yug is calculated to be 43 lakhs of years. Now,
that is 4.3 million years.
Huh?
That is 4.3 million.
Yes. And multiply it by 1,000.
Okay, we got 4.3 million.
Yes. That is the duration of daytime, one daytime of Brahma. And similarly calculate night. Similarly calculate, that is 24 hours, one day and night. Similarly calculate 1 month.
Yeah, I understand that from you, but...
In this way, he lives for 100 years, according to
I can understand that. But see, we do know. We do know the age of the earth. And we know better than anybody else does.
How can we know?
Oh, we know. We have our own measurements, which are very reliable. Different people will come up with the same number, and we do not have to depend upon any, you know, roundabout answer.
No, you have to depend.
No, we don't.
Your theory changes every year.
No, it changes because...
Therefore, you have to be fair.
No, change is the law of nature. Change is the law of nature.
Change is the law of nature, that's all.
And therefore...
But one should know the whole duration of change. That's like we know that sunrise from the morning till evening, there is so many changes. But I know what is the change. That is not it.
That is true, but
yes, but he cannot say that I lost 7th year. I do not know what is going to happen at 8th year.
No, that is not the point. Point is how long this earth where we all live. Now we're talking about on this earth. How long this has been?
I'm talking of the whole universe.
Right. Well, we will talk about one object first before we talk about the universe.
That means you are not in the knowledge.
No, but Swamiji, when you want to talk about something, you want to start from something which is easy to comprehend and go further.
The whole universe is one unit.
Oh, I agree with
you. You need to study my whole body. You cannot begin studying my neck.
But you have to study neck.
That will include.
Yes.
But if you study my body, you have to study the whole body. Not my neck and my hair.
No, you have to start somewhere.
No, that is
scientific
thought. You begin studying, suppose you studying biology, you begin from here. You mean to say?
Yes, but something, can I have my some doubts?
Have some of these answers.
Yeah, I answer you because...
Because you are studying my body, you begin studying from my hair.
Someplace. It is hair, eyes, ears, someplace.
You think that it's...
Scientists will study, they want to study a body. They study first outside, looking at what they can learn. Then after some time it stops. Someone has to go deep.
Oh, that's all right. So our point of view is when we study the body, we study first of all the soul.
But how do we know about soul?
You know from the Vedic knowledge.
Yeah, well, somebody said there's a soul, but the question is unless we all realize and then the
we
way...
We realize, everyone realizes, that's where the soul goes, your body is lump of matter.
Oh, well, just dead. I don't know if the soul went away or not. I don't know.
You don't know
what I know. Well, that's your belief.
That's your belief.
I believe
too that there's a soul. But scientifically,
I don't know.
Your belief is also based on some
scientific data. No. Belief can be anything. But I can believe he's out to kill me. He can believe I'm a bad man.
No.
Belief has no foundation.
No.
Not necessarily foundation.
Belief is a fact, it's not belief. Fact is fact.
But fact has to be established.
Established. I say that this is the distinction between dead man and living man.
Will it extend to animals also?
Anyone.
Into our Hindu philosophy, yeah. I understand everything has a soul.
Yeah, everything, everybody.
So that makes me doubtful, because if I go into my laboratory, and I can create as many souls I like, I can create animals as many as them I like.
You cannot create. The souls are already there.
I'm putting a lot of pressure on God. Every time I make a lot of rats, I'm asking for rat souls.
Rat souls, yeah.
I know, but then why then I can do it? Whenever I want them to be here, they will be here, not on the will of God. According to our concept of soul.
In the laboratory, if he's breeding rats, making rats have sex life and have babies, and he is controlling the soul of those rats.
He's not controlling. He's controlling the body.
Well, body has soul.
Yes.
So I'm controlling the soul.
No.
No, I'm making them come.
No, you cannot control the soul. Otherwise, when the soul is gone from the body,
yes,
you could replace one soul.
Well, that's true. I mean, but my point is, if I have a soul, and the God has something to do with the soul, then I should have no control.
But we are not going to God.
Let's talk about soul.
You are studying the air. Your point is you're studying. Soul is the part of God. Moving on, God says the soul is my part of the earth. So first of all, you study the part. What is the deficiency in the dead body? Have you studied it? That is the dead body.
Yes.
Your biology.
Yes.
When the body is dead, what thing is missing?
A body gets dead because every reaction comes to equilibrium.
What is that?
Every reaction, chemical reaction, comes to a standstill.
Equilibrium in the sense that neither the reaction goes this way or that way. things do not happen. And this is not one thing which controls it. There are millions of, you know, variables in it. There are a lot of variables.
Going back to the example of rats.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you, you say you're creating rats.
Mm-hmm.
I give you this plant, can you create a rat from it?
No. That is transformation of matter.
Well, that's what creation is. If I give you nothing, can you create rats from it?
No.
So in all you're doing is playing with established laws of nature.
Right.
To create that.
Right.
So you're not creating anything.
No, not I'm perpetuating.
You're not
at my will.
Yes. You're given a will to perpetuate.
Yes.
To change a few things. Confusing. You cannot perpetuate a run of that matter.
Of course not. Nobody else can.
So, and all you can do is study that established law of nature by perfection.
Yeah, but the
way that law of nature is in the law of
nature. Under my control.
No, it's not.
I can change it, right?
As much as you go along with that law of nature.
No. For example, we have found out the law of nature. Yes, there is only the law of nature, and that is supreme. That is right belief. But I can manipulate that law of nature as today, not me, with the help of all of other scientists, which nobody else could do ever.
And your manipulation is within that law of nature. Your manipulation is within that law
of
nature.
I agree.
And your manipulation, your intelligence.
Therefore, you cannot manipulate the law of nature. You are under the law.
Yes, I agree.
Then why don't you cannot bring the dead body into life?
I don't think this is the point of argument. Yes, because I have already agreed that the body, because the point is this, I agree that it was living at death, no science can revive it.
Therefore, what is your point?
But what I'm saying is that when the question is solved, it's something which is not at the moment visible to us or anybody. There is no indication that there is soul. Because if there is soul in everything, I could imagine that would not be controllable under laboratory conditions. If soul made us, then we should not be able to make differences amongst us. If the soul was the prime force and was an important force, then such differences of a very magnified nature exists between one species, between the same species, for example, human beings, or between the rats. They will not be under the control of the human beings. One could make rats with white eyes, same rat can be bred and make it blue eyes. Or rats can be made white to black. Now this knowledge, which a man has achieved by studying the law of nature, would never have arrived if he just believed in total something which has been said.
What good are blue-eyed rats?
Well, that is a different point. What good is life? What good is anything? Well, that point is out of question. Yes?
You're not creating anything new.
I never said I did create anything new. But I changed those recognized things
within the law
at will.
Which is,
yes, at will. At will, made by my own, which God
knows. No, that will is not your own.
Oh, sure. Okay?
It's not.
Sure.
It's limited. Can you will to jump up, go to another star?
Oh, no. No, we don't know yet.
So you don't know for anything?
Of course, I did that on the first place.
But we know.
No, that's the difference. What we do not know, we are ready to agree that we don't know. The trouble comes when people know nothing and they say they do.
No, we know. That's why God is saying, no, we know.
No, this is your belief, and I'm not saying
that. You can believe that too.
Oh, I believe too, but this is belief, yes, somebody's belief. Say, I may believe so many things, as you do, as Tommy Lee does, as everybody else does.
Now, what is your explanation between dead body and living body?
As I said, it's a very complex thing. And I would not say something that I know, for which probably I don't know. What we could measure in a dead body is that we did not change, you know, things.
Apart from the soul, what is your explanation of this dead body?
We find that the organs get diseased, reactions do not take place as they do, and the law of nature takes over. We are the great believers of law of nature.
But
better than other religious people. We believe law of nature more than anybody else.
Do you think you can control law of nature?
Oh, I think so. I think so. This is the bigger...
Beyond the law of nature or within the law?
Within the law.
Within the law. That's why you can never control it. Within it. You're controlling it within it.
Right.
So, let's control it.
Well, that's what we are doing it. Nobody else has told us to do it. We found it out. Nobody told us.
That is within it.
Believe it, I agree. We are all the subject of lawmakers.
Exactly. When you say we, you are also within it.
Well, of course I am.
All right, let's go beyond it and see what is beyond it. And that's what...
Nobody knows.
That's beyond. That's beyond. You see, as you say, that you are within the law of nature.
Oh yes, I agree with all of it.
So somebody must be above law of nature.
No, must be.
Okay. Otherwise, there cannot be law.
Well, law are not the ones which we need in the books or administration. These are not those laws.
Just like we are within the state law.
Yes.
So, there is somebody above the state law. Otherwise, how the state law is made?
Well, I don't know. Somebody in which sense we try to imagine it.
Why not imagine? As soon as you say law, then must be a lawgiver.
Oh, I agree with it. But when you say lawgiver, people get different concepts. For you, lawgiver may be something. For me, lawgiver, maybe something else.
No, lawgiver is the same thing for you and me. Just like state law comes from the government.
Government is nothing. It comes from people.
Anyway, there is an institution which is called government. It may be
called... Well, which is made by people.
But you still, you are not controller of the state law.
Oh yes, in a way I am. In a way I am.
No, in a way, that is different. But you cannot violate the state law.
Oh, well, we can all vote,
man. That's really good.
That's a bad law.
The state laws gave you laws that you cannot drive your car.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So if you violate, you become a criminal.
Right.
Therefore, you are subordinate to the law. And the law is given by another bigger person.
No bigger person.
These laws are being... How do you say this government is bigger than...
I didn't say government is by people. Well, controlled by it, we agree with them for the good of our
own. That's how we agree. That's how we agree.
Yeah.
That government gives law, and you are under the law.
I don't think I can agree with that.
That is your obstinate.
No, it's not obstinate at all.
You are under the law.
No. I because you are assuming government
is under the law. That's how you agree this thing.
How can I agree?
Yeah. What is this? He says you are not under the government law.
That is different matter.
Why different matter? First of all, I agree with you.
But how can I agree? Government?
But you are.
Governor is so.
You are ordered not to drive your car on the left.
Okay.
You must.
Oh, I don't want to. Therefore, you are under the laws of the government. But what I'm saying is those laws came about because we decided it was good for us. That's what I'm trying to consider. He really wants to define the word law.
You're using the word natural law. He wants to understand what is the concept in law.
But so long we understand that government is not somebody body from up.
In Russia it is, and I don't even care for it.
You are under nature's law.
Yes.
There must be somebody who is controlling nature.
Yeah, that could be.
And then you think that you have
that was the difference I was going to tell.
Right.
You give an example
of a government. That is very different
from
a government.
Yes,
no, no,
I mean,
it's more like the Russian government, let's say.
That a government, what does it mean, government? Government means, because the person, the president.
Yes.
Here in America, the government means President Nixon.
Ah, well, okay, if you want to believe that.
Why not believe? It is a fact.
He's going off the point. The point is still being made, you've already agreed with, that you are under the laws of nature.
Oh, yes.
And that you did not take a hand in determining.
Okay,
well,
I agree.
He agrees that he's under the law of nature.
But I do not agree with the law of government or not.
First of all, we are under the laws of nature. And the laws of nature...
But we know
in this way that Lord Krishna says that Mayadhasena Prakriti Syoti Satarasaram, under my control, under my superintendence, the material laws, nature is working.
Well, I don't know who
you don't know, that's what you're learning. You learn it from Bhagavad Gita. You do not know, that's what you learn it.
No, I have read Bhagavad Gita.
Here it is said.
I know what
you said. Maya dhasena prakriti shrati sa characharam hetunani na kauntya jagat bhikari. You are coming from Indian Brahmin, thoroughly must know it.
I know it.
Yes.
Here is the controller of the material nature. Yes, but who? The difference is philosophically. As far as the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita is concerned, fine. But when we start talking about somebody controlling an identity, find somebody with somebody, I have trouble. As everybody else
has. No trouble. First of all, we have accepted that we are under the control of laws of nature. That is the fact. Now, our Vedic literature says that there is a controller of the laws.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. You don't know.
You don't know, why don't you know? You must know. Here is the state.
I'm giving you a scientific opinion, not my opinion. Scientists don't know.
That the scientists are fools.
I don't know that about that.
Yes.
I don't know. But I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe, yes. It is a fact. We are under the laws of nature.
Yes.
And there must be one. We have all the laws.
Oh, probably, yes.
Probably, it is a fact.
What we do not know for fact and nobody else does. When we do not, we say we do not know, we are just being honest.
But he knows.
I don't know.
But he's trying to say it.
I have heard about those things, but I just don't know about the concept.
That is that you are unbelievable.
No, not at all.
That is that you are unbelievable.
Not at all.
If he doesn't know who he is, who is controlling,
then he's going to
fight. He is admitting that there is a control. You admit that there is a control, but you don't know. Your trouble is that you do not see him and you do not know him.
That is a fact.
Well, you cannot say that. I don't
you
know.
Cannot say finally.
My point is, I don't know, and I'm not too sure you know it either.
Yeah. I know. Because we are getting from authority of Veda. You know.
Yeah, Vedas were there for the Swamiji all the time.
You are
was in India dying in a small box. Children were dying in a small box, and we were going to all the knowledge of Veda people, and they were sending us to the temple, and we go and worship, and people will die. And Veda didn't tell us anything about some kind of injection which we could protect it. And the scientists, people who went and found out about nature, they found out something, and the children are not dying anymore. They are not deformed.
Look,
so I don't know about
that. You have starved the death of children?
We haven't starved, but we sure don't see them going because of smallpox.
Oh,
because of smallpox, we don't see them going. So they die. Eventually, everybody dies.
Yes. The only thing that we're trying to get is not that
How would one draw the ball so many points, first time and this point, let us discuss. That every one of us under the law of nature. You can say the child for the time being person, etc. But it is under the law of nature, it is done. That's the problem. You cannot avoid it. So, everyone is under the law of nature. Let us decide on that. Now, these laws of nature is also controlled by somebody. As we gave the example that every individual person within a state is controlled by the laws of government or laws of king. Now it is government, democracy. Formerly, it was under the king. So, king is a person. He is the law. And under that law, all citizens have control. This is the fact. Therefore, the laws of nature is controlled by somebody, controller. And we get this information from Vedic knowledge. And practically it is so that just like the example, the law must be given by somebody. Law is not blind or something dropped from the sky. Law is law. It is made by somebody. Yes. It is working systematically. There is law. So when there is systematic law, there is systematic law being controlled, supervised, superintended. So we are not imagining, but we take it from authority, reading information, which is accepted by a great culture, great acharyas, great teachers, not that I am blindly accepting it, but we are in the disciplic succession, in the Vedic knowledge. So, from there we understand, Janmadhyasthajata Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta, Veda means knowledge. It includes your scientific knowledge. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means ultimate. So that is called Vedanta Sutra. Means small codes, the things are given there. In the Vedic knowledge, just like what is the ultimate absolute truth, the question. Athāta Brahma Jitāna. Brahma means absolute. The biggest. So the answer is Janmādhasya. So that is absolute truth. Supreme Brahma, where from everything comes. So the laws of nature comes from me.
This is all imagination point of view.
Huh?
I mean this is all imagination and belief, which is point of view. I mean, I have no objection.
No, but this imagination, not even imagination, we finally learn from that's the law of gravitation. It is not imagination.
Well, law of gravitation, anything we know about gravity, did not come from Vedas.
Not from Vedas, but it comes from Mr. Newton.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Therefore, you take the laws of gravitation from Mr. Newton.
Yes.
So there is an authority.
Well, neutral is wrong in many places, so nobody is authority. In a case, you don't accept the authority. No, I don't, because once you accept an authority, you are just blindly following something, which may be right, which may be absolutely wrong, but you will never find it out whether it was right or wrong. But blind faith in authority is the most mistaken part, and blind faith. We don't say authority is blind faith. Authority is not blind faith. And just blind faith. Suppose,
to know your father, the authority is your mother. The mother says, here is your father. You follow like.
No. Yes. No.
Yes, Maharaj may stay long.
Oh, well, that is, this kind of examples are very
unreal. They are unreal. Because this means you have to follow plan. That is awesome.
No, you believe something. You
believe because it is fact.
You, whenever you use the word follow, authority, you are talking of subjugation. And any subjugation is different than faith belief.
That we believe in the subjugation. Because
I don't like the
little subjugation. That is your kindness. Because you
No, don't be upset.
You said that you are under the laws of nature.
I am.
Therefore you are under subjugation.
But I do not believe this kind of
authority. You believe when the laws of nature will force upon you death, you must believe.
Oh, I'm sure I will believe.
Then how do you say that you are not obligated?
No, but that's not a question of authority or...
Yes, that is authority. We mean authority
of the heart of the nation. Difference between the subjugative authority and the part of
the subjugative. When you are forced to become old, when you are forced to become diseased, you are under subjugation.
Mistake. Not forced. It's automatic. It's just a change. It's a growth into it. It's a pattern. It's no force.
Automatic means just like you become...
That's the way progress. I'm a part of it. I'm not under or over anybody. And nobody's over and under above me. But you are not under me. You're not over me.
You're underneath this law.
Right. We all are. You, me, Swamiji, you, all of us are. Neither you are above me, nor you are above me. I am above you. Now I have respect for you because I, on my own, believe that you are respectable. That is entirely different thing.
That's up to you.
That's authority. Yeah. What I'm saying, it is up to me. But authority and subjugation are the two things that do not come.
It's a matter of your choice. Accepting the
matter.
It's a matter of your choice.
You are not under subjugation, then that is not authority.
I'm no subjugation to anyone. I'm a part of the nature.
Oh. How is that?
If the nature moves, I move with it. If the nature makes me old, I get old.
I'm part of the nature, it's changing too. Nature is nothing which is the same.
And the change of the world, change of the nature, the Lord is again, Gita philosophy itself. And I'm a great believer in Gita philosophy, but I just don't find subjugation or authority.
When you say you can determine the age of the earth.
I have not determined the thousands of
times. But if you believe in some of...
Oh, I believe in a number.
Very well, then you believe in authority.
No, because I can make my own calculation using his...
And you said that earth changes so much.
How do you measure? That's unknown. You believe that are
raised.
I mean, the what is
earth
today will not be tomorrow.
Measure earth is blood. Can I summarize to you what I'll say? What they're talking about? Essentially, you are saying, you both agree that there is a very beautiful setup. It's not accidental.
No.
Beautiful law, no. The intelligent law of nature. We both agree that there must be something beyond.
I agree. You agree.
And you don't know beyond that. You have not. You say, I don't have time or some
time. No, not of time, just I can't find.
Exactly. You make your choice not to go after, or you cannot find it.
That's your word. That's not my word. My desire is to find more, much more than you think that is.
Fine. But about that person, you can find and find and find. You've got an alpha. You can get his hair. It's an analog. His hair is just millions of atoms. You can come to atoms with each hair.
Right.
You can go further and further and further.
Right.
But if you don't know that it's an elephant,
no, we have to know it. Yeah, you're right.
So we're talking about a whole, which includes that creation.
Right.
Now,
I don't think we have much difference of opinion.
And we go to find about that creator, we go to the source of authority.
Yes.
We know this is the only process to find the creator, because we are
his
subordinate. Now, and you will know, if you follow the process, you will know too.
house. You don't really have to accept one by one. You have to accept, first of all, that he is the authority.
Well, how can you accept somebody who's talking about
money? You're like your mother. He gave you
that. No, I believe in her. That's all I'm
saying. You believe
it? It's the same as my father.
I believe. Trying to change you?
No, I'm not. That's why I believe it.
Yes.
The question of authority does not come.
So you have to believe that there is an authority beyond and above this law station.
Believe. I always said from the very beginning. Believe is an entirely different thing.
And you have to understand, where does this information come from?
Yeah.
It doesn't come accidentally. It comes from this source of information. And this source of information is already. It's not an accident of literature.
The brain is knowledge.
Knowledge
is coming from this.
And where is it coming from? It's coming from the source.
Well, I think we have a just matter of words. You said knowledge is coming from source. I think knowledge is coming from people.
But your knowledge is always changing, just like the carbon 14 tip. You say, you might have said a few months back, yes, I believe the earth is this old. And now you have to say, no, I believe now the earth is half that old. So your knowledge is constantly changing.
Better and better.
Have you improved the world? Do you think you've made one improvement in the world?
Nobody else has. We have made better than what others, everybody else combined, Christ and everybody else combined it. And
Krishna
included.
How do you mention that
improvement? This is another one. First of all, we must settle at this. That we are all under the laws of this.
I agree, Swamiji, completely.
Now, the point is, we say the laws of nature is also given by somebody. That is our point.
But probably I have nothing to argue.
Yes.
That is the point.
Yeah. But my
point now, what is that person? That is another thing. But we simply, let us agree that we are under the laws of nature. And laws of nature is also controlled by some.
Well, you can say that. That is our point.
Now, who is that person? Or what is that substance which is controlling the law of nature? That is not yet known to the science.
No.
Yes. But we, either you say believe or we don't. We don't.
Well, that's okay. Okay. Because everybody is free to believe in it, but one cannot.
That is right. That's, you don't believe that, we believe.
No, that is not true. I didn't say that. I agree with it. But I do not know who the person is.
I don't say who, but you have to believe that there is a person or there is a
person
or an authority.
Yeah, person, I don't say person. Not
a person.
Not person.
Something superior to these laws of materialism. That you have said.
Okay.
That is our point. But
that is, again, a conjecture to probably everybody's.
Whatever it may be, we have to accept. If we are under the laws of nature, and laws of nature is controlled by something.
That's fine. I don't think we have any disagreement on that one.
That's all right. Let us agree to that one.
Yeah.
Let us agree to that one. Yeah. Now, what is that something that remains here for the time being? I may say I know, he may say I don't believe in it. That is a different thing. But there must be something above the laws of nature, which is controlled. That is. If we agree to that, then there is no disagreement. Let us stop here. Yes.
Okay. I mean, that is very obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing, this is no
problem. Now, our thinking is, here is the problem. Now, you may think it or not think it, that is different. But we say, here is the problem.
Only different opinion is this, that you say, or I say, it doesn't matter, it's not reflected to you. Anybody says that they know about God, they have actually no way to prove any way, one way or the other.
No. Your process. Your process is, you are trying to ascend. But we are taking knowledge from directly God.
That's my trouble. That's where my trouble is.
No, your trouble must be there.
Yeah.
Because you are godless.
No, not true.
Yes. That is
not
your
true.
Term.
Not true.
That is your term.
Yes.
Because you are godless in this sense. Because you are born in India.
Yes.
Born in a Brahmin family.
Yes.
And you do not believe Krishna, the Supreme God.
Oh, I do not believe, but I do believe that God is, but I do not understand whether the
Hindu God
is
God
or not. I don't know.
That is a God.
Because
that
is my God.
Yes. Brahmana means one who knows the Brahma. Brahma Janati is the Brahma. So at least you are not a Brahma. Because you do not know the Brahma.
So I do not believe in classes anyway.
Yes,
alright.
Yes. So that is your defect. One has to become a Brahman. One has to, but you are deviated from Brahman.
I'm glad I did. Yeah. I'm very happy. I've been assuring you, Swami,
yeah.
If I meet God, I'll tell you I'm glad I did.
You want solid? Yes. You want solid?
No, it's not true. You know, Swami, what I'm telling you is not true. Because
I'm
a Brahmin.
Yeah.
I know a lot
about
myself.
You become a demon. From Brahmin, you have become a demon.
Because I have not become demon, as God knows. I am a much more better man right now.
He was always no better than God.
Is that I don't know better than God. Oh, but what I'm saying is God knows I'm not a bad man. I'm not a demon.
The position is always to challenge God that I know better.
I know
that. That is demon. That is demon.
No, Tony, you did not hear me.
Yes, I know.
I say that God knows I'm not a demon. I did not say I'm better than God.
Can we hear what he knows? What is his knowledge? What he thinks is his knowledge?
What do you guys say about my concept of God and philosophy?
No, not that. That's regulation. Let's hear what you know.
It's better speculation than
let's hear what you know through your scientific. You say you only accept knowledge through scientifically verified.
I was doing the same
thing. One thing is that he has accepted that there is a controller of the nature form. Now, what is the controller you do not know? That's it. So we know. That is the difference. You believe me or not? That's the challenge.
Okay.
I say that controller is Krishna. Now you may disagree with me. But I have got evidence from this pastor that Krishna is accepted by all brothers in India.
Oh, I accept him.
Yes. That he is the supreme control. But I have got that authority. Ramanasasa, he is a Brahmin. Madhavasasa, he is a Brahmin. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a Brahmin. They are born in Brahmin family.
Yes.
Shankaracharya, yes.
I know all of them.
All of them have a belief. So, in my background, we have got so many of them. But when you say, you are no better. That is the difference between you.
Our pastor also says, that you seek and you find. And the person who seeketh himself will have a better chance of finding me.
Yeah. Oh,
Lord.
Where is that said?
Oh, I'm telling you many books where
the
philosophy
lies. Now we are talking about Bhagavad Gita. Can you say any quotation?
No, I do not follow them by quotation by quotation.
Then don't say us. No. Don't say our us. You don't believe in us, you do not know us. Yes, you don't say our stuff. You say in your scientific point.
Stay with don't say your stuff. Your scientific process. Tell us what knowledge is. Tell us how things are working. What is the process?
How we make the law of nature using control? What is your scientific
point? Well, I already agreed and all friends agree that I know nothing about it.
You don't know.
Your process is perfect.
Is that true?
So what you're saying is there's a process which is perfect, and it's the process of receiving knowledge which is absolute, that is descending and receiving that, which is that, and you're saying that by your sensuous endeavors, with your different machines and instruments, you can ascend to the absolute truth. But the symptom of a person who is in knowledge is that he's satisfied, he's peaceful within, and we can understand that this Krishna consciousness society is developing, is helping living entities, people become satisfy within by receiving knowledge and actually coming to understand yourself and what's around and so forth. Whereas, let me ask you, how many people have actually come to this stage of peacefulness and knowledge, being free from the need for intoxication and so many different things by your scientific method? In other words, has this process helped you to be actually filled with knowledge and bliss, or has it simply fed you into more questioning and more doubt, and so you come to the point of what we were discussing the other day, the Heisenberg's
theory of
uncertainty. Ultimately, you come to the theory of uncertainty. So we are saying, when you come to this point, then you may as well just relax and try to have a submissive attitude, or any scientist, and try to receive knowledge, which is descending.
Well, another opinion. He said that he does not know what is bad beyond this material nature. But he is still satisfied with that imperfect.
That's right. Yeah. You should not be satisfied with that knowledge.
Sure. You have to be satisfied with the imperfect knowledge is the qualification of a nanny.
Correct, but these were your words, one not mine. I didn't say that I wasn't
quiet.
You presume that I wasn't quiet. No.
You said that we know after this we know not belong to
that. That is true. And you are quiet. And you were said I was not trying to point out.
And you have tried.
Oh, we were still trying. You have to try very hard to point out these things. My question is, when I say, wait a minute, let me talk something. When I say I do not know, that does not necessarily mean that others know. And you are taking this viewpoint.
No,
I am saying in my humbleness that I do not know. And you come up and oh, I know that.
Yes.
You know that I don't know, you are supposed to know. That's not true. I'm
not
saying you don't know.
Yes. But you cannot say also, because you do not know, others do not. You
no,
cannot
know.
No,
I know
you
it.
Cannot.
I didn't say that.
Yes.
No, but you come back and tell me that I know, then I cannot believe you that you, because I said I don't know, you have to know.
I know means I know from the authority. Who knows?
How? What authority is that?
That I pray in peace. Vedas, obviously. You do not believe in the Vedas. That is the difference.
Well, I am saying
I know from the authority.
I have seen that. I have lived everywhere. Vedas were all that great.
Right.
And we have followed Vedas for thousands of years.
You might have said.
It's still there.
Vedas are still in your situation. This is not what situation, this is what situation. Vedas authorities that have been accepted by all the Acharya group, all the planets, all great personalities in India, that is our authority. Now, you don't believe in that authority, that you have become deviated from. That is the point.
This is not our authority.
Yes.
This is not my opinion, because I look with my own mind.
Your opinion, because you are Indian, I am a Indian. I believe in you.
Sure.
So it is your opinion.
I do not believe in the strict following of everybody.
That's all right, that is your point of view. That is not our point.
We are not aware of that.
Yes. You said once, in a court of law, if there are two points of view, at the final judgment, it has to be judged by the results of which point of view. So if you judge by the results of our process and his process, which people have attained to some kind of perfect understanding of themselves, some kind of satisfaction of life, you have to point to our process and say that ours gets the balance of a favorable opinion. Because in your process, no one has been made happy.
Anybody has been made happy.
Everyone has.
I'm very happy.
But you are happy with imperfect knowledge. You are happy with your imperfect knowledge. Imperfect knowledge and happy.
Only perfect can be when you are superpower, which you are talking about. You cannot be perfect either.
I am not perfect. But I am following the perfect.
You are not superpower. Everybody is following the superpower.
No, you are not such power. You are not such superpower. You say that you do not know anything beyond this material knowledge.
Yeah.
But you do not know. Therefore, you do not know what is a superpower, which is controlling. But I know what is superpower.
Well, that's my question. I don't know what is that.
Yes.
So
that is the difference.
So you should not make the conclusion that just because you don't know, then someone else
also does itself.
No, I agree with you completely, but my point of this is that this is the difference between the religious and the scientific approach of finding the superpower. When science finds
it is not religious.
It is science.
You know that. That is our thing.
Okay. Well, suppose we believe that this is the case. Then what we do about it?
Then our knowledge is perfect.
Then you can just request you to do something.
No.
The process is given.
We can say that your process is imperfect because you do not know exactly who is the controller of the laws of nature.
But nobody else does know this.
Nobody. I say no. You still say no.
Oh, I agree. That's your belief, but I don't think you know that.
Where do you believe? I say your belief also. That there is no control at all. That is also your view.
No, there is a control. I say you don't know.
No. Why you are giving so much importance to your method of understanding?
Because there is no one which you can do.
That is. If you give so much importance to your method of understanding, why don't you give importance to our method of understanding?
Well, I have been seeing the results of
that. Your method is imperfect.
But others is more imperfect.
Others are imperfect.
Very imperfect.
Very imperfect.
That's what I'm saying.
What is your standard of perfection? What is your standard of perfection?
To understand the law of nature, first thing. Now, when scientists have gone to understand the law of nature,